The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ROSS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code ROSS only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday presented by DraftKings. And I've got great news, by the way. Any of you that have won something this season, I was able to get the press passes signed, able to get the envelopes ready. I've got 6 Maddens going out. I've got 2 Maddens left. All you have to do is get a story for a loved one for the holidays at myfrontpagestory.com. The greatest gift I'm aware of. Trust me. Just check out myfrontpagestory.com. See the smiles on the faces of those women, and you'll know how awesome of a gift it is. But I finally was able to get all those out, which means I know what press passes I still have. Ravens, Dolphins, you got to get that if you're a Dolphins fan. Army, Bucknell, Louisville, Clemson, University of Buffalo, Eagles, Bucks, UConn, Yale, the only UConn win in like 3 years if you're a UConn person. Charlotte, FAU, Wake Forest, Air Army. How about my 2019, if you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. How about my 2019 Eagles season pass? That is, look at that one. You got to look at it on YouTube. That is cool. I've got Eagles, Jags, Nevada, New Mexico State, Miami, Ohio Army, UConn Army, Western Kentucky Army, and Holy Cross UConn. Sent a bunch of them out today, but I still have a lot of awesome ones that you guys absolutely should get in on, whether you're the Spread the Word winner, the sponsor confirmation email winner, the YouTube shout-out winner, or whatever. Anyway, it's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
Let's talk Monday Night Football before we get into the power rankings. Last time San Francisco won a game in Santa Clara, October of 2020. Last night, 31-10 winners over the Rams.
This was domination nation, Bri. I mean, this was not even close, really, throughout the game. The 49ers beat the Rams up physically, up front, both sides of the ball. I really thought that the Rams would bounce back from that game against the Titans. I didn't think Matthew Stafford would spot them 14 points like he did against the Titans. He kind of did again. First of all, Robert Woods tearing his ACL on Friday's practice is brutal for the Rams. That is going to really hurt them. It's a good thing they have Odell Beckham Jr. to try to fill the void, but it's going to be a while before he does everything in the offense that Robert Woods does. Stafford throws a pick on the first series on a miscommunication to Odell Beckham Jr. Odell stopped on his route. Stafford just threw it deep in double coverage. It was like a fair catch interception, a terrible throw by Stafford, terrible decision, terrible miscommunication. Meanwhile, the Niners get the ball, and they went on, Bri, an absolutely epic drive. 18 plays, 93 yards. It almost took the entire first quarter. It was over 11 minutes. It was like an Army football drive. It was the run game. It was Kittle. It was a touchdown. It was awesome. It was like the Niners were supposed to see. And then Rams get the ball back with like 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Pick six. Jimmy Ward, his second interception of the game after Higbee just lets the ball go right through his hands. And you just kind of knew that it wasn't the Rams' night. And credit to them, they answered with a pretty awesome touchdown drive for a Tyler Higbee touchdown, who didn't have a great night. But then after that, it was just more of the same for the Niners. Just George Kittle and my boy Kyle Juszczyk, 44, just dominating. There's videos. They were both getting pancakes left and right. Juszczyk pancaking linebackers. Kittle out there pancaking Von Miller. It was epic. It was a beatdown. Deebo Samuel is a beast for the 49ers, an absolute monster. I love them putting him at running back. He's so good with the ball in his hands. The Rams are kind of a soft football team. You know, they've gotten their arses whipped by a bunch of gosh darn Titans and Niners the last two games, and they need to figure it out because now the book's kind of out on what to do, how to attack the LA Rams. Speaking of the book being out, the book is out on the best mattress to get, a Purple mattress, because only Purple mattress has that gel flex grid. You can even get them to send you like a little small handheld gel flex grid so you can feel what that super stretchy, ultra squishy material that adapts and flexes around pressure points and doesn't retain heat. So supportive for your back and legs, cushioning your shoulders, necks, neck and hips. You probably don't have multiple necks. That would be weird. Talk to me if you do. Getting a great night's sleep starts with having a great mattress. Get a Purple mattress. This is a pretty good holiday gift. Go to purple.com/Ross10 and use code Ross10. For a limited time, you can get 10% off any order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/Ross10, code Ross10, for 10% off any order of $200 or more. purple.com/Ross10, promo code Ross10, terms apply.
It's time for the all-important power ranking. The worst team in the history of the NFL is...
this week, number 32, I think I've said this before, the Houston Texans.
You've said it a lot this week, Bri. They had a bye, so there's not much to say. But the last time out, they looked horrible against the Miami Dolphins. They haven't really done anything to improve. It's a absolute mess of a season. And they still might not even get the number one overall pick to show for it because – I don't know if the Lions will win a game. So they're going to end up having the number two pick, I would guess, which is still nice. But also there's not a stud quarterback in this draft, which is – it's really bad when you have one of the first picks in a draft where there's no stud quarterback. Because then either you can't get one or you don't get the value of being able to trade for that guy.
Number 31, the aforementioned Lions.
They didn't lose. They're not going to go 0-17, but they still didn't win. I think the most disappointing aspect of the Lions for me this year has been Jared Goff. I thought he was better than this. I thought he would perform better than this. I thought he could perform well enough that they could win four or five games. I thought Jared Goff was a solid quarterback. He has not been solid for the Lions.
Number 30, the Jets.
You know, the thing that bothers me the most, for obviously Mike White played really poorly, and the Mike White dream might be over. But the thing that bothers me the most about the Jets, how is their defense so bad? Like, Robert Saleh, that is your side of the ball. How is your defense so bad, bro?
Number 29, the Jags.
Jags at least put forth a heck of an effort. The Jags came back against the Colts, got in it, lost 23-17. I think the Jags deserve some props, some kudos, some love.
29, that was the Jags. 28, the Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins won two in a row. Miami Dolphins said that Tua will start the next game. You know what? I am happy. I said this before, probably last week. I'm happy that Tua gets the rest of this year to audition to keep his job. He won't be able to say he didn't get a fair shake. He's going to get seven more games if he stays healthy to really show the Dolphins, everybody else, that he should be the guy. And they're playing better around him, which is good.
Number 27, the Washington football team.
It's kind of weird that they didn't move up. I guess I could have moved them up a spot or two ahead of like the Bears and the Giants who had byes. Probably should have since those teams had byes in hindsight. But whatever, they're all about the same. Honestly, a Washington football team, Bears, Giants, they're all about the same. Chase Young, confirmed torn ACL. That hurts, especially with sweat out as well. Although, you know, Chase Young has not performed nearly as well as we thought he would this year, which I don't think gets talked about enough. But that was a big win for Washington. Let's see if they can have a strong second half of the year like they did last year.
26, the Bears.
Should be noted, by the way, Bri, it sounds like Ryan Fitzpatrick is not going to be able to come back at all this year, that hip injury hasn't healed. And this would be the point where I get concerned for a friend. Because if the hip injury is so bad that he can't come back this season, it makes me worry a little bit about the lifelong implications for him of that hip. First of all, it makes me wonder if he'll ever play football again. Then it makes me wonder, like, how's that hip going to affect the rest of his life? He's been on the show. He's got a lot of kids. And he's already made a ton of money. When guys decide to retire or guys decide not to play one more year, this is the reason why. Because they're worried about potentially getting an injury that affects the rest of their life. And I certainly hope that's not the case for him. I don't want to jump to conclusions. I just don't like what I'm seeing. I also don't like when I smell bad at all. That's why I use Native deodorant. It's awesome. Native's mission is to overhaul your entire hygiene routine by creating products that are made with simple ingredients like shea butter and coconut oil so you can smell great all day long. Here's what I told you. First of all, you can get their holiday scented deodorant body wash or toothpaste like candy cane, sugar cookie, and fresh mistletoe. I have not tried those yet, I must admit. I will tell you this, though. Their regular Native deodorant, my wife loves it. Like, I joke with her that she could be an investigator because that's how strong her... Bri, does your wife have a really strong sense of smell?
Not like to the degree you're talking about.
Okay. I didn't know if that was just every woman or what, but my wife, it is uncanny. She can smell anything from a mile away, and she loves the way Native deodorant smells, which is good for me. Stay merry, happy, and fresh this holiday season. You will love Native's limited time seasonal products. Go to nativedeodorant.com and use code Ross to get 20% off your first purchase at checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com, code Ross, for 20% off. Nativedeodorant.com, code Ross. As for the Bears, Bri, they had a bye, so not much to say. Obviously, I think I'm really just curious to see if Justin Fields can continue to improve upon his last performance against the Steelers.
Number 25, the New York Giants.
So they had a bye, so not much to say there. Coming off that win over the Raiders, which was a positive. There's a lot of coaches, a lot of quarterbacks. Second half of this year is about quarterbacks and coaches sort of playing for their lives, playing for their livelihood, playing for their jobs. Daniel Jones, Joe Judge, Dave Gettleman, Giants, they're all one of them.
24, the Atlanta Falcons.
That was a big step back for the Falcons. I dropped them a number of spots, not just because they ruined my bet on the Even Money podcast, but because they got slaughtered in every aspect that you could potentially get slaughtered. And so I have to drop them. I have to, you know, I can't totally discard that performance. I don't know where that came from. They had been so consistent in terms of playing at a pretty solid level. That kind of came out of nowhere.
23, the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings. So the Vikings have a chance to move up here because they've been pretty solid all year. And they really just, they got the win against the Chargers. They've been a solid team. They just haven't been able to close out games. They start to close out games that they have the lead in or close games like they did against the Chargers. Look out.
22, the Seahawks.
I feel like they're going the wrong way. Shut out against the Packers. I didn't drop them lower here, Bri. Almost entirely out of respect for Russell Wilson. My belief that in a series of five or seven games in my backyard, Russell Wilson would find a way to win more of them than Daniel Jones or Justin Fields or Taylor Heineke. But that's about it right now for Seattle.
21, the Raiders.
So another team that let me down on the Even Money podcast, was not expecting that, was not expecting a second straight despicable performance by the Raiders, getting blown out at home. Starting to wonder if maybe everything that's happened this year is taking its toll on them.
Number 20, the Denver Broncos.
So 1 week after a great performance against the Cowboys, they come back and they have a stinker of a performance against the Eagles, who really controlled the action. Teddy Bridgewater didn't play very well. I did think it was noteworthy, and I think commendable, that Vic Fangio showed the video of Bridgewater's effort on the interception return to the entire team and said it's not good enough. I like that. I like that Fangio showed it and didn't just let it go, because that could have been the difference in the game. He makes that tackle there. Broncos still have a chance to win.
Number 19, the 49ers.
So that was a really impressive win last night. I'm not going to move them up higher because they just are coming off of a really poor loss to the Cardinals. But that was who the Niners can and should be. That was an impressive performance by the 49ers. And like a lot of these teams in the NFC, especially, Bri, they're in the mix.
Number 18, the Carolina Panthers.
You know, I don't know what to make of that win against the Cardinals. You know, I'm curious to see what this team looks like with Cam as the starter. I think that's basically where I'm at here, is I want to see what they look like with Cam Newton as the starter.
Number 17, the Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. That was an awesome win for the Eagles that they desperately needed. They are firmly in the playoff mix now with four wins. And now it's a matter of whether or not they can stack wins on top of each other. Huge game for them Sunday against the Saints at the Link in Philly.
Number 16, the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, really bad. Really bad game for the Browns all around. They did have a nice opening drive, but then after that, they just got it taken to them. I mean, they just got handled throughout the game by the Patriots. And I thought that the Browns might be able to build on that performance against the Bengals, but they couldn't. I think it was not just that they lost, it was the way that they lost. They got beat up front, both sides of the ball, which is supposed to be a strength of the Browns. Speaking of strength, overcoming the odds, rewriting the playbook, delivering under pressure, the MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. because the more people we can empower, the more we all win. Visa, a network working for everyone.
Number 15, the New Orleans Saints.
So they've lost two in a row, but I still feel about the same about them. I think the defense is pretty good. I think Simeon's playing okay. They're going to be in the mix until the end. I think they're still a potential playoff team. It's just whether or not Simeon can make the plays late in games or the Taysom Hill combo or whatever to get them these wins against pretty good teams like the Falcons, like the Titans. I feel like they're just kind of in the middle like all these other teams.
Number 14, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go. San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego, Chargers. By the way, Brian, we had somebody who was a YouTube subscriber, which is just clicking the thumbs up on YouTube, and then commented, and all they wanted for their Cameo-style video, you know, you can hire me to do videos for you on Cameo. All they wanted for that was a video of me singing the different songs I sing on a Power Rankings Tuesday. David Thane was his name. So I did that for David. Probably pretty embarrassing, David, but there you go. You got it, buddy. As for the Chargers, they've lost three out of four. The only win was a close game against the Eagles. They're kind of in a funk right now. They can't stop the run on defense, and offensively, they're just not quite clicking on all cylinders.
Number 13, the Indianapolis Colts.
Don't look now, but the Colts are 5-5. Colts are playing well. Colts are going to get into the wild card. It's just the Titans won't let them get back in the AFC South race. The Colts just keep winning. I mean, the Titans just keep winning. They won't let the Colts get back in that race. Because I'm not even sure the Titans are better than the Colts, but the Titans find a way to keep winning, man. Mike Vrabel, I think, should be coach of the year.
We'll obviously get to the Titans in a little bit, but first, the Steelers at number 12.
Bad news for the Steelers as their safety, Minkah Fitzpatrick, he tests positive for COVID. So I don't know his vaccination status, but it would stand to reason he's at least out this week. Do they have a bye this week, maybe? Steelers might have a bye this week. I got to check on that because that would obviously be very fortuitous for them that he tested positive when they had a bye. Do you know, Bri, offhand?
I'm looking at it right now. No, Steelers are at the Chargers on Sunday night.
Oh, okay. Well, then forget that. That's not good. Steelers have already had their bye. They're 5-3-1. So that's the wrong team for Minkah Fitzpatrick not to play against, by the way. Chargers with their receiving weapons. That's rough.
Number 11, the Cincinnati Bengals.
They had a bye, so I didn't move them up or down. But now that I look at it, I guess that's about right. I could maybe have put them behind the Colts, but I think that's about right for the Bengals.
The Chiefs, number 10.
Uh-oh, Bri. They might be back. They're back. They might be back. That looked like the old Chiefs. That looked like the vintage Chiefs on Sunday night.
Number 9, the Patriots.
Uh-oh, Bri.
Are they back too?
They're back. That looked like the early Tom Brady Patriots. Defense is playing really well. O-line's good. They run it well. Quarterback's not making mistakes. I think the Patriots, I mean, they'd be in the playoffs right now. They are firmly in the mix.
Number 8, the Los Angeles Rams.
They better get it turned around quick or they're going to drop out of my top 10. Not impressed at all with them the last 2 weeks. They're not just losing. They're losing badly.
Number 7, the Baltimore Ravens.
So the issue with the Ravens is it feels like there's a book out on how to play them right now, and they haven't figured it out. They don't have a real good answer for these zero blitzes where the defense brings the house. They better get a solution, Greg Roman, quick.
Number six, the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Well, they've lost two in a row. They had the bye in between. And I'll say this, I'm a fan of him personally and professionally. Not a big fan of how Tom Brady treated the media on Sunday. I think he should probably apologize to them. You know, to go up to the microphone and say, make it quick. Like, come on, dude. That bothered me.
Number five, the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, that was, you know, as impressive as the win was with Colt McCoy at the Niners, that's how bad this loss was at home against the Panthers. I mean, just a beatdown. They say that it will be up in the air whether or not Kyler Murray comes back next game. I kind of think he will. I mean, they made it sound like he might not even miss a game. Now he's already missed two. He's going to miss a third game?
Number four, the Bills.
Bills make you want to shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Lift your arms up and shout. You know, I don't really know the words to any of these songs. You ever notice that, Brian?
Yeah.
You know what else I notice? When your battery dies, it's awful. Absolutely awful. That's why you need to get AutoZone in your life, because they're America's number one battery destination. That's why. Why are they number one? For starters, they're the only place that carries proven, tough Duralast batteries. Only place. They've got an extensive line of replacement batteries ready to fit your specific needs based on your make and model. The replacement batteries start at just $79.99, so you can upgrade your battery without breaking your wallet. They got free battery testing and charging, which is awesome. Need I say more? I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Next time you're in need of battery help or to get your battery ready for harsh winter weather, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. You know who got in the zone a lot? Stephon Diggs and the Buffalo Bills. They looked awesome against the Jets. I hope. I have a little bias towards the Bills. We know that. I hope that is a harbinger of things to come. Look it up, Bri. Real word. Harbinger of things to come that the Bills play that well.
Number three, the Green Bay Packers.
So the Pack are going to be without Aaron Jones for a week or two with a sprained MCL, which is exactly why you have A.J. Dillon. Different style runner, but he's still very effective. He's obviously a monster. Really like the fact that A.J. Dillon will be available for the Packers while Aaron Jones is out. That's huge. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers wasn't quite himself against the Seahawks, but that defense has really gone to another level under Joe Barry.
Number two, the Tennessee Titans.
What? Ross, you dropped them a spot even though they lost? Yes, I did. They had less than 200 yards of offense and less than 300 yards of offense. They find a way to win. They deserve credit for that. But I believe there's another team that if they played them in a series of 5 to 7 games right now, would beat them. That's what I think.
Russ's number one team, which is totally meaningless, but it's fun and will get many of you incredibly annoyed, is...
Number one this week, the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? Wow. You know, I think most weeks people don't get incredibly annoyed by who I have number one in my power rankings. But this week people might actually get annoyed because they just got smoked by the Broncos 2 weeks ago. People don't like the Cowboys. I might actually get some negative feedback on this one. But they're pretty darn good on both sides of the ball. And I was thoroughly impressed by them against Atlanta on Sunday. I think the Broncos game was a blip on otherwise pretty shiny radar. I like the boys. I like the boys, number one. I also like those of you that are patrons. You guys are awesome. Love our private Slack channel chats. Love those of you that are, I think we're done here, members of patreon.com/RT Media, like Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, and SteakhouseSports.com. College Draft Podcast already posted. Even Money Podcast will be recorded a little bit later today. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.